What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
That's awesome, man. So let's be honest, most people in the entrepreneurial space, they really do branding just wrong. But you've been able to build one of the most iconic brands in the entrepreneur space, to build your empire brand. What do you think plays into building a brand that actually stands out from the rest?
Man, that's a great question. You know, I think first you have to believe in it. It's funny to me that we have to teach people now to be authentic. Which is really weird to me. You know, we're teaching people authentic. And I think that's why some of these brands just don't work, is because it just doesn't feel, it feels like something's off and you can't always put your finger on it. But that's a big part of it is, you know, believing in your brand, you know, really with everything you've got, not just that it's just about, you know, I think most of these brands start because it's all about how much money can I make with this brand? And again, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, Apple's got this massive iconic brand, and I don't know exactly what they were talking about in the early stages, but I can tell you, you know, Steve Jobs and Wozniak and these guys behind it, man, they were wacko committed, obsessed with that brand. And it took a long, long time. If you know, Apple almost went out of business, you know, the whole thing, but the obsession behind the brand, I think, is more important than the brand itself. You know, when you talk about Google, you take, you know, Sergey, you know, those guys, that there was an obsession there. So, you know, I just think a lot of guys aren't really obsessed with their brand. They just put it out there because they think it's a way for them to make some money. Just like there's so many podcasts today. How do you separate yourself from the masses with a podcast? Well, be freaking obsessed with your podcast and really delivering value to your audience. You know, like yeah, I know you're looking for people that connect to, you've identified who your audience is, you know who that is, you understand that, and you're looking for people that will connect. That tells me that you are obsessed at least enough to understand, I've got to get the right people in front of my audience in order for my brand to expand. And whether that's your goal or not, but that's what will automatically happen. And the other thing is, most people won't put the time, the energy, or the money into it, because they don't personally believe in it enough, so no one else is going to believe in it. I'm sorry for the long answers, but you're hitting on some good questions, bro.
That's good. I brought you on here because I wanted to hear you talk, my man.
Appreciate it, man.
Awesome, man. Well, let's talk a little bit about Oh Snap. After all the companies that you've launched at this point, what are you doing differently in this company, or what are you implementing that's worked really well after doing so many launches in your life?
Well, it's something that goes back to one of your early questions about mentors. You know, I did this. There was a guy that a lot of people felt had scammed them in the entrepreneurial space. And I had shared a stage with him somewhere, and somehow a couple people put me in the same category with him. I knew who he was. We didn't have a relationship, but I launched a mentoring program. And I said, look, anybody that felt like they were scammed by this guy, I'll come over here and I'll mentor you for free. And it was supposed to be a 90-day thing. We called it the 90-day run. And end up going for like a year and a half. And one thing I'm doing much different with the Oh Snap brand is I'm saying, look, bring me these people that just haven't been able to get traction. Bring me these people that are looking, that have the hunger, that you got to be hungry. You know, I don't, you know, if you don't have a hunger, then I'm not the guy to call. But if you got a hunger, you got burning desire, and you're willing to work, and you know, then. And you're coachable, then come to me. So what I'm doing with Oh Snap, I'm saying, look, you don't have to pay for a mentor. Come to me and I'll pay you to mentor you, because we'll work in real time. You know, I'm developing another massive, massive company. My partner is, you know, Lacor Nutraceuticals, which is our multi-billion dollar backbone. And you want to learn how to scale a business? Well, I'll show you that. You want to learn leadership? I'll show you that. You want to learn how to speak on a stage? I'll show you that. You want to learn communication, marketing, branding, you know, accounting, I don't care what it is, every aspect of building a business, you know, we're teaching, you know, from, you know, IT all the way through, and we're doing it through our ambassador program. So I'm bringing a massive, massive amount of ambassadors on, and we'll expand all over the world. And it really is a leadership development program more than anything. And then we're bringing, you know, world-class nutrition products with a twist, you know, instead of, like I said earlier, pills and powders and gummies and all the stuff that we see everywhere, we're bringing these revolutionary, super convenient snap packs. You know, just to visualize it, you put it, you take this pack, you put it between your thumb and your index finger, and you snap it and you squeeze the liquid nutrition, you know, it's designed to go into a glass. I take a shot to the head, but you know, it depends on what you do. It's around sleep and energy, greens, things like that. But you know, there's a lot of benefits. And then it's not just saying that we got great products. We then have clinical studies around, you know, brain and cellular repair and energy and nitric oxide and all these different things. So we deliver world-class products, but we then cut people in. Like I say, look, when I make $20 million, my team makes $100 million. Normally, you know, the CEO makes $100 million and maybe the team makes $20 million. So we're flipping this thing upside down because we need a change. You know, a lot of these affiliate programs that people are part of are really just great customer acquisition programs for these companies. You know, if you're a rep for, and I'm not going to say any names, but they're all about the same. You're an affiliate for a company. You send them a customer. Well, great. You get paid. Well, what if that customer refers a customer? And now, well, you're now cut out. And that's usually what happens. Or, you know, if that company launches a different product and even the people you refer, they go and buy that product without your connecting them, you're cut out again. And so we created a system where everybody's cut in. If you know, 30 people later buy the product, you're cut in because everything's going to have to go through that original person. Because we have a whole team. We don't have what we call it, what these companies have, you know, lots of, which are orphan accounts. We don't have orphan accounts. If a customer comes to our company, they can only come in through, you know, one of our ambassadors. So we take the extra time, have our customer support people to call the customer and find out exactly how they found their way to our company. And then we then make sure that we track that person down, and then we make sure that they get paid. So we track people down to pay them. And that changes the game. That builds a whole new level of loyalty. It's something that people are not used to. They realize that we're not just giving lip service to community culture and compensation, you know, that we're living it every single day. So that's a much different approach. Not I would say for me, it's a much more aggressive approach. It's always been our approach, but we're aggressively pursuing that approach today.
Awesome, man. I love that. So obviously that's probably going to be the best way to get involved with you. If you're not going to go sell some O-Snap products to get some freaking coaching from John Maylott, you're probably an idiot. But what is the best way for people to get involved with you and see more of you, man?
Well, that's it right now, because I've sold. Prior to this, I knew I was putting all my resources behind this. My time, energy, financial resources all are going into O-Snap. So the best way, if somebody, you know, is interested, if they've got a passion, you know, for business, they got a passion for helping people, they want to change their life, you know, maybe health and wellness is an area that they're interested in, then I would just, the best way to reach me is through, they can go to my O-Snap, so M-Y and then O-S, it's not O-H, it's OSNAP.com/Maylott, M-A-L-O-T-T. You know, they can go there and they can join as an ambassador. And then I know what I get hit, you know, from that, because of that link, everything gets clicked to me. And then they can hit me up. And at that point, then they have access to my cell phone. They have access to our weekly coaching. We're building an app. Well, we have the app. We launch it on next week, Saturday. It's a sales funnel right in the palm of your hand, customer management system, accounting system, marketing, tracking. We build incredible viral social media tools for our ambassadors. It just makes them look like geniuses. And then it's all connected to our compensation plan. And then, of course, they can also follow me. You can find me on Instagram, at John.Maylott, M-A-L-O-T-T.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I mean, you dropped so many bombs. It was freaking incredible. I know my audience is going to get so much out of this.
Well, man, I appreciate you, brother. It's my pleasure doing this. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Just stay focused, stay in the game. This is the kind of stuff that has a massive, massive impact. We need more people that are bringing value to the marketplace. We need more people that are providing information and tools and equipping people. You know, it's not going to be our politicians that change this world. It's going to be the entrepreneurs. It always has been and always will be. So I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lechter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.